Philadelphia, 1776. 56 men stood together in a place called Independence Hall and put their lives on the line for the freedom we now enjoy.
They did not load their muskets, however, and they did not draw their swords. Instead, they raised their pens, each signing his name to a declaration that said, in part,
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness."
This new country would be called America. As each man signed his name to the Declaration, he knew that this was essentially an act of treason. Each was fully aware that he would likely be executed for signing his name to such a decree.
But that did not deter even one of them. Instead, they stood together and said,
"For the support of this Declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor."
Over the years, thousands of others have joined hands with our forefathers to ensure our peace. They too have put their lives on the line to fight to keep our freedom. We remember and honor them today.
But there is no doubt that God's hand, His divine providence, has truly kept us free. It is His hand that has blessed us so abundantly.
In times of war, He has granted us courage to stand up to our enemies. In times of want, He has given us resilient spirits to carry on. In times of prosperity, He has revealed His power through us.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of His terrible sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory,
lower left-hand corner of the original Declaration of Independence, there is a handprint. No one knows where it came from or who put it there.
Some imagine it to be the hands of the many men and women who have served our country through the years.
And yet some would like to believe that it is a symbol of God's hand that has blessed us, protected us, and guided us through generation after generation.
So let us praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Let us follow His sure and steady hand.
Let us reach out to Him in all things and for all ways.
Amen.